Hello, everybody. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andrea Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching, and we're ready to give you a good show. A common good show, if you will. Absolutely. And I was actually just recently listening to Tipping Point with Zach Yenser, and I feel like I learned a lot from him. So I'm going to try to be like smoother and calmer and slow it down a little bit and try to match kind of that tempo and that kind of like ambiance that Zach Yenser puts off.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about?
But you gotta be yourself, you know?
Yeah, but I gotta be myself nonetheless. So we are here. I'm just kidding. So we do have, as you could imagine, like we tried to give you every single week and without fail for over a year and a half now, an amazing show for you. Our guests today are Edis Yasno and Amy Bass with
Edis.
Edis.
Mm-hmm.
Edis. How do you pronounce your last name?
Yasno.
I was good on that one.
Yes.
And Amy Bass. Yeah.
You got that one right. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
with Pep, they're definitely going to be one of our new favorites. And Edis is with PMHDC Southwest Medical Aid, PSMA, as they're also known by. And then Amy will be here to talk about the Amato Chili Cook-Off serving the rural Arizona area. So excited for that. And then, but on the first part of the show, we're gonna switch it up a little bit. Andreas will actually be, me and Andreas will be talking about North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology and the amazing work that they're doing. So, but before we do anything, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not give it up to our loving Father that blesses us so very much, has allowed us to be here today to be on the radio waves with you and bless you and be part of your family and be part of your life. And he has certainly made it, blessed us in so many amazing ways. And we're going to start today with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll let you take it away, Mr. Andres.
Yes. Yeah, so today we are going to be talking about North Star Hyperbaric, which I'm very curious about. Mm-hmm. Every time that we bring in a guest, I'm always just like, wow, what is this all about? Like sometimes I even think to myself, man, could I get that? Maybe could that be something that I could benefit from? Because I know I've been hit on the head a few times.
And,
I still recall one time getting like a shock in my head where it was kind of weird. I was like, whoa, what happened there? Mm-hmm. So I'm always curious to see, to hear more about Hyperbaric. North Star Hyperbaric. So I know that you've talked about North Star Hyperbaric a few times, man, and how it's impacted your life. And I do have to say, I have seen some changes in you. Maybe it's that, but also maybe it's just like all the things that you've done with, combined with good health and just all these good habits that you've implemented in your life. But just to get things started, like we always do, is tell us, what is North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology?
Yeah. Interesting enough, like this, and I almost feel like ill-equipped to even speak to it a lot of times, even though I'm 30 sessions in with North Star, because they do so much and they are really sophisticated. And the crazy thing is, as sophisticated as they are, because it's doctor's offices, so it's a whole bunch of different doctors. It's not like your traditional doctor's office, because the doctors are like a nutritionist and a neurologist and all different kind of specialists in these different fields, and the stuff that they do, it's like so far ahead of its time that in a lot of ways they have a lot of pushback. And for example, the hyperbaric chamber and the hyperbaric oxygen treatment that I get once a week, it still hasn't been accepted nationally. Like there's VAs, there's several states that don't have a single hyperbaric chamber in them. So for me to have access not only to North Star Neurology and North Star Hyperbaric, but to actually be able to have get this service, it's like I almost feel like a special because like it's not, if I were somewhere else, if I didn't happen to kind of bump into Dr. Carol Henricks with you know, the founder of North Star Hyperbaric at the homeless veteran camp that me and you met each other, Bravo Base Camp, Camp Conklin, I wouldn't even know about this at all. But thankfully I did meet it. Dr. Carol, through the Healing Arizona Veterans Program, and any veteran out there that's listening that wants to get this type of treatment outside of the VA and something that's kind of what they would, you know, I think alternative treatments, look up Healing Arizona Veterans and certainly find out if you qualify to get treatment through North Star Hyperbaric. And definitely to continue on, the type of treatments that I get is I get the hyperbaric oxygen treatment, but then they also have just so many. I mean, I also, before, when I first started, I met with a nutritionist, Dr. Tim. We've had him on the show before, Dr. Tim Marshall, and he kind of, he gave me all these different vitamins that I still take to this very day, and showed me where I was off and what was wrong. Like, particularly one of the big things that he helped, that helped me substantially, that I never even realized my whole entire life, 38 years of living, my iron level was substantially low, so I was always cold. You know, I know you've probably heard me talk about that a lot in my life, is how I'm so cold, particularly when I lived in Denver part of 2019. It was always 20 degrees colder than I liked, like I was said. So, but now I take the iron pills, I'm not as cold anymore. I'm still cold. I'm a thin guy, but it's certainly, it's that's been a big change. But we're going to talk about that and more.
That's good to know, because I'm very hot. And like, I'm not really, I don't get cold, so I'm glad. So maybe I do have enough iron. So I don't know. Maybe I still need to get checked up anyway. So
It wouldn't hurt. Definitely wouldn't hurt. Absolutely. And I'll talk, maybe we'll talk to Dr. Carol. Maybe she'll, you can go in there, at least get checked out for free. You know,
yeah, that'd be cool.
Sponsors on the show.
For sure.
You know. So we'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Race Commission. My buddy Andreas has something to tell you about I believe in myself coaching before we go.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in taking their life to the next level, having that confidence to believe in themselves so that they can overcome procrastination and take action towards their goals and their dreams and ultimately find their life's purpose so that they can leave a legacy behind, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com and I'd be more than happy to give you a free consult so I can show you how to take your life to the next level. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back after this.
The 11th annual Amato Chili Cook-Off and Randy and Rose Estes Car Show is happening Saturday, December 11th from 9 to 3 at the Amato Territory, exit 48 off I-19. A fun-filled day with all-you-can-taste chili with a $5 wristband, live entertainment, and a vendor fair. Vendors, cars, cooks, and sponsors can register at AmatoChiliCookOff.org. All proceeds support the new Amato Youth Center Building Fund and are tax-deductible. Call 520-205-4780 for more information.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Don't worry, people. This is our first day.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And we are back, and we're going to be talking about some amazing work that North Star Hyperbaric is doing in the community. And is amazing is that not every state has this. And I think, I mean, is it because it's just so natural? I don't know what it is, but man, it's so cool that you're getting this. And like you said, you're a very special guy to be getting this. And the guests that we've had on that have talked about how they're getting this as well, mm-hmm. is very cool. So, mm-hmm. you know, we left off on you talking about North Star, but you know, what brought you to get treatment there with North Star? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I definitely want to, that's a great question, and I want to speak to that, but I also want to off of what you were saying in regards to the guests that we've had on this show that mm-hmm. get treatment at North Star, some really kind of top-notch people. Like, we mm-hmm. have that House of Representative member, we've had mm-hmm. a couple doctors that are actually there just getting treatment at North Star, so yeah, they are mm-hmm. special. And where I finally gave in, because I've known of Dr. Carol North Star for, you know, probably almost 5 years, and I've just mm-hmm. maybe been getting treatment there maybe a year and a half now, was I definitely been bumped in the head many times in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, certainly well outside of what's happened during my time during combat, I've been in car accidents. I've been in fights as a kid, certainly. I played a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. I know there was at least once, if not twice, that as a kid I ran into a tree and knocked myself out. So man, it's like things happen, you know, where we bump our heads. And I think, looking back on it, it's clear as day that, you know, maybe there could have been some traumatic brain injury done in those yep. things. But as I was, you know, going through it, like, and it's kind of part of the injury is like, I was just convinced that everything's okay. You know, everything's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. I don't need to go to do this. It's a waste of time. It's like, I don't have time for all that. But,
I just got hit in the head with a brick bite, like Devo, you know?
No big deal. It'll heal. If it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger, right? Yeah. But Dr. Carol, like, she just kind of continued twisting my arm. And the funny thing is, they even, North Star Hyperbaric even started sponsoring this show before I took her up on her offer for me to get treatment. You know, it was like, I was so focused on, you know, all these other elements and getting them together that I wasn't focusing on the most important element, on how do I get myself together? How do I get mm-hmm. my brain together? And so I took her up her offer finally, and I would say near immediately I started to see a difference. And mm-hmm. I don't think I see it as clearly as you do, because, you know, you get to be around me over the years regularly, but I certainly feel a sense of clarity. I feel clearer. I feel like my memory's a lot better, the short term and long term. And I think you mentioned it earlier, I think last segment, it helped me live a healthy lifestyle. It mm-hmm. helped really kind of like, okay, if, you know, if I wasn't before, when I wasn't doing that to take care of myself, it was okay. I could rationalize not doing other things and not take care of myself. But once I started doing that to take care of myself, then I can start rationalize other things that I should do to take care of myself as well.
Yeah. Your skin color looks better, and your eyes. And I mean, I don't know if it has to do with just that. I think it's just a combination of things that, you know, you're not, it's also smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. That's not good. Mm-hmm. And, but I've noticed that if you look at some of your pictures in the past, you look a lot more, pale. Mm. So it looks like you have more color, which is a good thing, you know?
Yeah, and, check that out.
Man. Check them out, man. Yeah. I'm serious. Well, and then when you see it, it's just, there's so much improvement. I'm pretty sure this has something to do with it as well. So, but overall, I've seen a big change in your life where you're doing a lot more healthier things. You're doing work that you love more and more. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you already were doing work that you love, but now you're writing books, you're creating content. You're doing all these things that I think it also helps you have that energy to wake up and say, man, I'm excited mm-hmm. for life, you know?
For sure.
But yeah, man, I mean, so what treatments do you usually get? I know you say you go into the chamber for mm-hmm. like, it's like 30, you've already done like 30 treatments already. Mm-hmm. And then I remember you were telling me, yeah, I'm going into this chamber and I'm going to read a book. And I don't know, I was like, what are you doing reading a book in there? Like, mm-hmm. can you read a book? But tell me what it is and what it looks like. And mm-hmm. just like this, the step by step, like you getting in there and getting all that stuff. Tell us that.
Yeah, the chamber itself, the tank, if you will, that we step into, it seats about six people, and it's like,
oh, okay. I thought it was like a LeBron thing, you know, where they put him into the chamber, you know. That's what I had.
That's a personal thing. That's like big money. Like that's LeBron's own personal one. I know. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a little lower notch than the NBA players one. But it's actually a cool, you know, it's like a tank. I'd say a little bit smaller than this room, and I know our listening radio audience can't hear that, but think a little bit bigger than a janitor's closet, and sits, you know, the two benches that can sit six people.
Interesting.
And then while we're in the tank, we actually wear oxygen masks because the tank, it has pressure applied to it as if we were in a submarine and submerged down to levels that a submarine would go. Yeah. And apparently, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but apparently this process heals brain cells. So it's definitely, it is... It's an interesting process. So, I mean, like Tuesday, for example, I went in there and there was, you know, three other people, and they'd close the door, they apply the pressure, and pretty much when they apply the pressure, it's as if you're in a submarine because it's super pressurized, like when you go on an airplane and you're taking off. As you're going down, as they're applying the pressure, and then when you're there, you're pretty much in that pressurized spot for 45 minutes, like where you don't go anywhere. It's like time stands still. So all I can do is write or read a book or just think or meditate, because you can't bring electronics in there.
Okay.
So it's That's cool. Yeah, which is cool. I think I started doing it, like you said, at the same time I stopped smoking cigarettes. So it was really helping me shape. Like, okay, when I can't smoke a cigarette, when I can't do anything else, what are some good behaviors that I can do in that time?
Replacing the bad habits for the healthy for the healthy ones. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So what are your expectations of all this stuff? Like, what are you predicting?
The crazy thing, I would say my expectations are met for sure. Like, I wanted to get healthier and feel better. And certainly have a good understanding of how this technology and how this science worked and use it to better myself. And then I wanted a good understanding so I can explain it to others. So I can help other people get help, and I can, you know, be a voice so other vets like myself that are stubborn, like myself, that, you know, think that they're okay and probably just need more information, can get that more information. So
you're not stubborn, right? He's not stubborn, right? No, see? That's even Tristan says it.
Good kid. Yeah.
But so just to let people know about this, you know, how can people get a hold of North Star Hyperbaric?
Yeah, they can just go to northstarhyperbaric.com and northstarneurology.com, Google North Star Hyperbaric, North Star Neurology, and then they have a Facebook page as well that they're pretty active on. And then Healing Arizona Veterans is also a good place that you can get a hold of them.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you for being on our show today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. That's such a gift. And those out there listening, thank you for listening to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Boulevard to Veteran Thrift yet, please do. All proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, Veteran Rescue Mission, to help better shelter and connect veterans with their benefits. We'll be back right after this message with Pep Inc.
The 11th Annual Amato Chili Cook-Off and Randy and Rose Estes Car Show is happening Saturday, December 11th from 9 to 3 at the Amato Territory, exit 48 off I-19. A fun-filled day with all-you-can-taste chili with a $5 wristband, live entertainment, and a vendor fair. Vendors, cars, cooks, and sponsors can register at AmatoChiliCookOff.org. All proceeds support the new Amato Youth Center Building Fund and are tax-deductible. Call 520-205-4780 for more information.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching, and great first half of the show. Good interviewing you did.
Thank you.
Man, yeah, you were born for this.
Thank you.
I felt like I was a little bit on the hot seat, but I think we made it through it all right.
We made it. We survived.
And I'm in one piece. And thankfully now I'm back on this side of the table, being the interviewer, not the interviewee, which is great because we have some amazing guests here in the studio with us, which is like, I don't know what, you just got this gift of getting powerhouse women in this studio.
I know, that's all we get, just powerhouse women.
You get. I I don't know. It's like I bring in the powerhouse men and you bring in the powerhouse women, but you bring in powerhouse men too.
Yeah.
So I don't know it is, but particularly powerhouse women. You
absolutely
just have a knack for bringing them in here. So thank you, powerhouse women, for joining us today.
Yes.
Absolutely. So in studio, we have Idis Yasno. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Iris.
Yeah, Idis. Mm-hmm. And then we have Caroline?
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have Amy Bass with us in studio, which Amy Bass is like a fan favorite on the show. She'll probably be on the side, and let Iris and Caroline get the main stage today. But they're here with PMHDC, Southwest Medical Aid, PSMA. And if you feel like that's a mouthful, it is, because I just said it. But having said that, one, thank you guys for being here. And it's definitely a blessing to have you in the studio. And you put off this good energy. So I'm really excited for what you guys have to bring to the show. And actually, come to think of it, 36-year veteran Air Force vet here. So again, thank you for your service. And it almost doesn't even seem believable. Like, my dad did 32 years, and that when I tell people, they don't believe me. So I'm just going to go ahead and apply that same logic to you.
Well, thank you so much for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to talk about our program.
Mm-hmm.
So PSMA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We collect medical supplies and equipment and give it to people who have become marginalized through poverty, fixed income, natural disasters, or simply a lack of insurance.
Mm, interesting. That is so good to know, just because, and it's wild, as much as I guess it just shows kind of how special PEP is, how you just have all these different parts that people don't even know about. Because we have a homeless veteran ministry. That's pretty much what we do outside of this show. Regularly get people telling me, hey, I have medical supplies, I have all this stuff. Do you guys take it? And we're like, no, we don't take it. Yeah. And so you is who I'd call from now on.
You would call us, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So we distribute these items at no cost through a network of nonprofit agencies.
Nice. That's awesome. And so what is the mission of PSMA?
Yes. Our mission is to improve the quality of life for marginalized adults and children by providing medical equipment and supplies both locally and internationally.
Okay. Nice.
That's amazing. And so when and how did you start this amazing work that you're doing?
So we started as Southwest Medical Aid.
Okay.
And we called it SMA for short. It was founded in 2005 by Jan Isler.
Okay.
She was a lay Salvatorian. And just in case you don't know what a lay Salvatorian, I didn't know. I found out it was, they are Catholic men and women seeking to take a more intensive role in ministry and leadership within their everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
So she formed this ministry, and with the help of amazing volunteers, she started gathering medical supplies and storing them in her garage.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And then she's distributed to individuals who needed them at no cost. Some of these supplies were used for humanitarian missions, which she also ran. Jen had no medical background, but was very good at raising funds to support this mission. She also had a group of doctors and nurses who volunteered to go on these humanitarian missions. And they would go to different parts of the world, including in Central and South America, and also Africa. Some of the funds collected for these missions was also used to sustain operations for SMA, or Southwest Medical Aid. Very soon, she ran out of a space and was able to acquire a warehouse to store all those supplies. And after she retired, it was very difficult to find someone with her talent to raise the funds needed to continue operations. In May of 2019, one of our partners, which was PEP, which stands for Portable Practical Educational Preparation, founded by Dr. John Arnold, stepped in and decided to add SMA as one of the many programs that he has.
Nice.
And that's when SMA was renamed to PMHDC, Southwest Medical Aid.
Okay.
And then the P stands for PMHDC, which is PEP, Micro Business Housing Development Corporation.
Okay.
So that's why we just use PSMA.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Less of a mouthful there.
Yes. Yeah. So we not only moved into a new and bigger warehouse, but we also gained one full paid employee. And now we have, at this time, now we have two.
Nice.
And SMA started as an all-volunteer ministry. Even the directors were not paid. But we soon find out that we needed a permanent full-time person to manage it. So PEP agreed to have a full-time person on there.
That's amazing. So. Yeah, it definitely seems like some much needed work, and it is organizations and work like what you guys do is why this show exists, because we started this show as two guys that do work in the community, have, you know, part of nonprofit organizations that do some amazing work that most people don't really know about, you know, because there's 5,000 nonprofit organizations in the city of Tucson. So to be able to highlight the work that you do, it's such a blessing. And we're going to talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz. If you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org just yet, please go. You can hear about the show, about Veteran Thrift, about Common Good Media Group, Common Good Radio Show, Making College Come True, pretty much everything we do. You can order my book, Andreas's book. There's also a documentary about the work we do on Veteran Rescue Mission. And keep in mind, all of this goes to help house and connect veterans with benefits. So any way that you can help, we will certainly do our best to help. We'll be back right after this message. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello and welcome back. This is Smooth Listening with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. No, is that my Zach Yenser?
No, I don't.
I don't have it yet.
No, no smooth. Yeah.
Well, before we went to break, we had with us Iris. I just want to roll the R. It's his fault. And we got Amy, and then we have Caroline here in studio with us. They are with PEP or PMHDC. I'm not even going to try to guess what that abbreviation means, but it's something very important. I know that. And they do Southwest Medical Aid, and I guess you were PSMA. Are you still PSMA?
They were SMA, right?
We were SMA.
We're SMA.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're PSMA.
Yes. It's a journey. That's the journey. Yeah. It's beautiful. And if you didn't catch the first part of them being on, they collect and provide medical equipment and supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment and supplies to the community, particularly the community in need, the disenfranchised. The marginalized community. Mm-hmm. And it was super awesome. And before we left, you were talking about finally worked to a point where you had a staff member. Now you got two staff members. I imagine you have a pretty awesome volunteer corps. Why don't you speak to that volunteer corps and then what you guys are looking for in regards to volunteers now?
Yes. In July, we gained, was it July, August? In August, we hired an AmeriCorps service member. Her name is Caroline, and she's going to talk to you more about the staff.
She looks like an AmeriCorps person. I can see that in your eyes.
Yeah, so PSMA is a full-time operation. We have a huge warehouse, yet there's only 2 full-time employees. Mm. So we really need volunteers to help us out there. Right now, we have a base of about 20-plus volunteers that come on a regular basis. And they'll work about a 3-hour shift once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those volunteers have been with us for 10 plus years. Mm. They're a really stable base. It's a really fun group of volunteers. So if there's anyone out there looking to volunteer, we need help with warehouse operations. So like fulfilling orders, packaging supplies, and then also some admin stuff. So working in the office. So if there's anyone that's willing to volunteer for 3 hours a week on a regular basis, you can go to our website, which is pmhdcsma.org, and then you can fill out an application.
Say that one more time.
pmhdcsma.org.
Nice. Awesome. And then just they just go there, fill out the contact form, and want to volunteer, and pretty easy to plug in.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. They can fill out an application there. And then we'll contact them and get something scheduled.
Nice. And what would a day volunteering there look like? What can a volunteer expect?
So our warehouse is open to the public Tuesday through Thursday. So if they were to volunteer on those days, it would be filling orders, packaging supplies, cleaning all of the donations that we receive.
Mm-hmm.
Any other day, they would be doing more administrative tasks.
Nice.
So answering the phones, doing paperwork, partner agreements, that sort of thing.
Nice. So a little something for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Beautiful. And what would you say are the biggest needs right now, particularly from a donation standpoint? What would you say?
So we're always looking for medical supplies, donations.
Okay. Any type of medical supplies.
Any type. So durables, non-durables. So wheelchairs, shower chairs, a lot of home care goods, as well as wound care, ostomy supplies, anything that you have in excess, we will take.
And where do they bring them to?
They bring them to our warehouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where is that located at?
That is 720 East 46th Street.
720 East 46th Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of our information you can find on our website.
Okay.
Nice.
And then I guess it's a quick, a minute if you can, a story about, how, somebody's life you see change, or like the impact that you guys have been able to make with the work you do.
So PSMA complements the work of existing organizations. For example, our partnership with TC3, and that's a group from the fire department.
Mm, nice.
And they joined us about 3 years ago, and they helped. Their project was to help reduce the reliance on critical resources like the 911 calls,
mm-hmm,
and emergency room visits. TC3's mission was to provide, or is to provide, and reduce and prevent those calls by identifying the root cause of EMS system reliance through the client's perspective. We have found that many EMT visits or emergency visits were due to the fact that many were without home care medical equipment like grab bars, walkers, blood pressure monitors. Some people, you know, get a little panicky when they think that their blood pressure is too high, so they want to use that. So what they found out is that when they brought in a blood pressure monitor, the call stopped.
Wow.
They didn't call as much.
Nice.
And also shower benches was also. So they have helped us identify the individuals who are in need and of this equipment. They come, they place the order, they come pick it up and give it to the individuals that need it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's so awesome. Yeah. And I guess tell us one more time how people can, what the website again, so people can figure out how to plug in with you guys.
Yes. Our website is pmhdcsma.org.
Okay. I'm guessing you guys have a Facebook page and all that kind of fun stuff
too.
We do.
Oh, nice. We do. Yeah. We have a Facebook account. So please follow us up.
And then you guys are, you know, you guys, one of the, I can't wait till the next time I have PEP on, because I look forward to finding out how many different programs actually are under PEP, because, but I know real soon you guys have the Amato Chili Cook-Off serving the Roy's area coming up. Why don't you tell me more about that, if you don't mind? Yeah. There you go. Yeah, she's the lady with the plan.
Thanks, John. Wow. Well, I was just counting the days here. So we are down to just 23 days.
23 days.
Before the 11th annual Amato Chili Cook-Off, Randy and Rose Estes Classic Car and Motorcycle Show again.
Nice.
And very exciting.
And what day is that? What is 23 days?
That day is December 11th. It's a
11th.
Saturday.
Oh,
yeah, so a great time outdoors. We've got beautiful weather right now. 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Nice.
So.
Well, that's awesome. And so tell us more about what people can expect. Actually, primarily, let's talk about what do you got. You got 23 days left. What are your greatest needs for the Amato Chili Cook-Off right now?
Well, right now we're working on getting the word out. Of course, in 2019, when it was in person, we had just over 1,900 people there.
Wow.
So with all the people that we didn't count, we're thinking right around 2,000 people.
Nice.
And this year, we've got, well, if they go to the website, so AmatoChiliCookoff.org, there's a couple of little video clips there. One is 2019 when it was in person, and the other one is 2020 where we did it, or 2021, we just in the summer did a little kind of virtual thing. So there's a video of that. We did the car show. It was very small, but the 2019 is a good representation of what we're expecting this year. And so we've got 40 vendor slots, and we're almost full. We've got about 14 left,
nice.
And the vendor spots are great because they're only $40.
Nice.
Some of the vendors, we've got jams, we've got soaps, we've got food trucks, glassworks, photography, nice. Art, and we've got some food. So somebody is bringing bison.
Nice.
Right? Bison and cotton candy. Not together.
Everything but the kitchen sink, right?
Yeah. So the vendor spots, people can sign up now. There's only 14 left.
Okay.
So if they want to grab those. Cars, the car show. So classic cars and motorcycles, it can be basically any vehicle. Mm. We've got six different categories. Cars can be registered $25.
Nice.
And not only do we have trophies, but we have cash prizes.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Get that money back. There we go.
Right? They get money. They get trophies. It's a great day.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds like an amazing event. Awesome. What is? What are ways... So you said mottochilicookoff.org is a way that they can plug in. What are some of the other things that people can expect in being part of the Motto Chili Cookoff?
Well, something we're going to do new this year. We were talking about the way we do the chili tasting. We have the best deal in town on chili. So this year we're going to do $5 wristbands.
Nice. Mm.
And so you pay $5, you get a wristband, and then you get to go around to all the different chili stations and taste chili.
Okay.
A lot of chili cook-offs, that's the fundraiser, is you keep paying over and over for the chili.
Okay.
Ours, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donors on the website. There's plenty of ways to give. We're trying to raise funds for the new Amato Youth Center building. That we've got about $150,000 left to raise before we can stick that shovel in the ground for the kids, all waiting on the youth center. So people can donate there. But this is really about family fun and community. So we just invite everybody to come on out for a great day. It's very affordable. Parking is $3 or three cans of food that go to the food bank.
Nice.
$5, you get a wristband, all the chili you can eat, and fun vendors, you know, holiday shopping. There's going to be live entertainment, music all day.
Nice.
It's just a great event.
Sounds amazing. Amato ChiliCookoff.org. Thank you once again for coming on the show with us, Amy, Caroline, Iris. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Andres.
Yes.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Yeah, it's the PEP, PMHDC, Southwest Medical Aid, PSMA, and Amato Chili Cookoff. Go to AmatoChiliCookoff.org. Also go to PMHDCPSMA.com.
.org.
Okay, there we go. Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll catch you next week. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.
Track Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids
is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to tracktucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization.